People remember two kinds of images from 9/11. This is the other one. Hundreds of thousands of subway riders walking for safety. Walking for home. Walking anywhere. In the wake of the terrorist attack on New York's World Trade Center, the world's biggest subway system shut down. All day long, the whole world watched the horror unfolding above ground. No one saw what happened below. A transit catastrophe. When the Twin Towers fell, the collateral damage took out the Cortlandt Street subway station. Almost 430 meters of tunnel destroyed. Four subway lines severed. Passengers escaped, but three trains were crushed under a mountain of rubble. But this is New York, the city that never sleeps and never stops moving. Before the day was over, New York began drafting plans to restore service and rebuild. Dusting off blueprints from 1915, architects designed a new station. It took months just to clear the rubble. Experts said it would take years to rebuild. They were wrong. 1 year and 4 days after 9/11, all four subway lines had reopened. A triumph in the wake of tragedy. But at Ground Zero itself, the transit system was still digging out from under. The station hit hardest lay five floors beneath the World Trade Center. End of the line for the Port Authority Trans-Hudson Corporation, the PATH train. From terminals in Newark and Hoboken, the railway crosses the Hudson River via two tunnels. One line runs to the Penn Station subway stop, the other to the World Trade Center.